5 by the end of the year, could businesses be legally allowed to make COVID jabs compulsory? In other words, no jab, no job. And will you need to have proof like you need at the border? Well, these two things are happening right now in Europe and the United States. So what are your legal rights? Jonathan Mammerill is the director for NB Lawyers. They provide legal advice to employers. Jonathan Mammerill, so recently food manufacturer SPC said they'll make COVID vaccines compulsory for all employees. Qantas look like they want to do the same thing. Can other Brisbane companies follow this and sort of, you know, what's the word? Follow, you know, a required, you know, to proof of a vaccine before you have a job?
Hi Steve, good to be here. The answer is potentially, and I know that's not what employers want to hear, so there's a lot of lack of clarity right now. But currently, SPC are the first outside of the health, childcare, aged care area who are looking to mandate vaccines. So there potentially are quite a number of legal challenges to come.
So it's not clear. So SPC might be a test. Qantas look like they're doing it. It's being done at the border, but it's a different thing for a government to do it than a company to do it, I imagine, John.
Yeah, for a company to do it, there's still quite a few obligations or laws to really consider, whether it's a reasonable lawful direction, the inherent requirements of position, and workplace health and safety issues. Putting aside as well the potential objections from employees in regards to the actual vaccine itself.
Will business be able to ban unvaccinated customers for any reason?
That's probably a different debate or a different question, because it's probably a little bit outside the employment law realm, and you're probably thinking of potential discrimination elements, and also there's also privacy issues. So the answer is potentially down the track, but right now as we speak, there's probably going to be some difficulties for businesses to be able to do that, and I suspect there's already some challenges in the mix currently for a number of associations and also lobby groups who are looking to make challenges on that basis.
Okay, so if a business does mandate a COVID-19 jab for employees, yep. What legal protection, if any, do they currently have?
Well, currently there's a few things. So firstly, Safe Work Australia have essentially said they don't believe that there is that a requirement for the vaccine will be reasonably practical. However, the Fairway Commission, through a couple of unfair dismissal cases that included different things such as temperature health checks and the flu vaccine, which is a little bit analogous, they said that this potentially could be reasonable. And recently, the Fair Ombudsman have come out and changed their tune to a bit of a black flip, where they've actually said, look, there could be a four-tiered system or a four-tiered guidance system or when employers could ensure that the mandated vaccine policies in place. A little bit of a mixed bag, but there could be some further guidance on the way, and potentially there could be some cases involving SPC going forward.
So if someone was to bring a legal action to try and sue, in a sense it would be a groundbreaking legal process, or a precedent setting by the sound of it.
Well, I would say so, because yes, we have had a few tests in the Fair Commission, but they're really analogous. They deal with more the flu vaccine, which has some analogy to it, but it's not exact. And so, and remember, this is also, we're dealing with a non-health area as well. You know, SPC's manufacturer. So again, yes, it could be quite different. And also unions have become a little bit upset on that issue as well, because they claim there was no consultation. So there's even other things around the minor award and enterprise agreements that need to also be dealt with.
Can you explain why it's compulsory for, say, aged care workers to be vaccinated against the virus, but not nurses working in Queensland hospitals?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, because you'd probably expect that, at least from the Fair Ombudsman's perspective, that the really tier one workers were, or at least the tier two workers, where they're dealing in the healthcare or aged care section. So there's probably an argument to say that if you're going to have it in that type of area, then it should of the virus on the health side, and that's linked to essentially workplace health and safety obligations.
It's happening across most countries in Europe and the United States. Do you think Australia is far off?
I don't think they're really that far off, because if you think about the connection between business trying to run or run as normally as possible, the legitimate objections from employees and people to the vaccine, whether it's political or social, or in some extent medical objections to the vaccine, yet businesses still want to run and start running and get through some of these lockdowns and quarantines. So yeah, I think that it's not too far off.
There's been indications that one of the world's largest concert organising companies overseas has said all attendees at their concerts would require negative COVID tests or provide vaccine certificates. Could this happen soon in Australia?
I think, Steve, that's going to be something that could possibly come into effect in Australia. It's potentially leading that way. I'm sure there's people that have more extensive background in the health area that could give some feedback on that space. But I suspect from an employer point of perspective and a business perspective, yes, I think that's on the horizon.
Appreciate you coming on this afternoon. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
It's Jonathan Mamrell, Director for NB Lawyers, on the issue of whether or not employers can say no jab, no job. So watch this space.